This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Day two of the Republican convention. Don Jr. and Tiffany, two of the Trump kids, part of the speakers who took to the convention stage to offer up a glimpse into Trump's world as a father. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So the only game in town, politically speaking, really is in Cleveland. Most of the Republican world is there, and then there are some that choose not to be there. But they've already been spoken about in the beginning of the convention. I think that's Governor Kasich from Ohio is noticeably absent. We talked about that in a previous show. But other than that, there still have been a cavalcade. There still has been a cavalcade of various Republicans vouching for Donald Trump. Isn't it interesting? It's like tea leaves, how they blow in a different direction. And certainly we saw that with Congressman Paul Ryan, the Speaker of the House, who changed his mind from over a month and a half ago. All right, Bob Ney joins us now. Bob Ney has been there at the convention center in Cleveland. Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. You're going to hear some background noise. I'm in the press room.
Ah, so I talked a little bit about, and you know you were there, two of Trump's kids spoke tonight, but you also had Chris Christie, who was speaking, talking about sort of putting Hillary Clinton on trial, I guess, and saying whether or not she was guilty, and the crowd participated in that. What do you think was the most fiery of the evening, though?
I think Chris Christie was, I think he was quite amazing. The night before, Rudy Giuliani was on fire. I think Chris Christie was pretty good. I really do.
And you and I have talked about this before. You think if Trump were to be elected, that Chris Christie would have some role, maybe even as Attorney General, right?
I would bet. I'm making all odds, Kate, on Attorney General. I mean, it fits him well. You remember during his campaign, during the debates, he talked about he was the only guy that was involved with prosecutions, you know, 911. So I think AG would fit him perfectly.
You know this. You were a former congressman, I say it all the time, from Ohio and represented Ohio. Still hear no John Kasich. For the governor not to be there, is it created any kind of an awkward moment? I know it's been talked about.
John Kasich? I talked to him personally last night, face-to-face. Not in the convention. He won't set foot in the convention. But I did talk to him. I saw him at an event actually Ellen Ratner had. So you know, he even came to that.
But, I love it.
But I talked to a lot of his people. I was on the floor about 4 to 5 hours yesterday on the floor of the convention. You know, it's opening day. And a lot of his people are upset. And then they were kind of upset about, they felt they were slighted because Paul Manafort, the campaign manager, said something about him. But then again, they were all voting for him and they were saying some things about him. So it's sort of like the kids in the schoolyard. You know, you said it. No, you said it. But, you know, finally, look. It's going to be a big deal for Donald Trump. He's going to go on with or without John Kasich, but I think a lot of people are going to support Trump. And I don't know how much Kasich will do, but I think a lot of people will come around.
All right, so eventually coming around, maybe after the convention, and thinking of, okay, now the Democrats go through their convention too as well. You know this, the whole Melania flap over plagiarism in her speech of Michelle Obama. How was it playing there on day two?
Well, you know, it was such a shocker in the morning. It didn't make a bit of difference, honestly, to a lot of the delegates. It wasn't the actual talk of the town as much. You know, I thought about it, Kate. I've done about 6,000 speeches, you know, in the course of my elected lifetime.
Wow.
And I honestly thought about the fact, I know I've used this, where to the effect that my parents taught me, you work hard, you do good. If you do good, you help future generations. I think Michelle Obama stole that from me. I said it 15 years ago. She took it from me. How about that? But parts of it were direct. I really don't honestly believe Mrs. Trump sat down and looked at Michelle Obama's speech and did it. I think she wrote some things, and here's what happened. somebody that should have known better, that could have Googled this stuff and should have done something about it, didn't. And I think that the campaign more or less threw Mrs. Trump under the bus a bit. I really do. I don't think she intentionally plagiarized and was going to go out in front of 35 million people. But the campaign should have taken responsibility. Whoever actually approved those things should have just went on a vacation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people feel the same way, that mm-hmm. wouldn't it be a speech writer? Wouldn't it be somebody who helped out? They would certainly know, I would think.
Well, sure. And now here's the thing. The media went wild with this, but I think the Trump campaign fueled the media in the sense that, Kate, that they didn't take responsibility, do something about it, and the person that did it, you know, really, it's 101 speech writing. They shouldn't have done that. They should have, you know, Googled it. Nobody would intentionally, you know, want to embarrass Mrs. Trump like that, or she herself. But, again, they fueled the ability of the media to go crazy. You know, none of the issues talked about the first night were talked about in America Today. The whole thing was the speech.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That was the focus. Ben Carson was also there. Ben Carson, yeah. You know, how do you think he did?
I saw him personally yesterday. He was sitting there. I must tell you, he calms me down when I look at him. I'm calm. I feel like I'm with my yoga guruji in India. You know, it's like, okay, breathe, be nice. And the guy, I'm not trying to make fun, he's really so calming. He may not have been that good on the stump, but, you know, he's there. He was popular, Kate. He was going through the press room yesterday. He was, he's probably even maybe more popular than when he was running, you know, amongst the Republicans. He's a big deal. I thought he did a good delivery, but he's been making the rounds, very, very popular on the media circuit, especially with a lot of the radio we did.
Do you think that he ends up with some kind of role if Trump were to win?
I've got my predictions. Surgeon General.
Really? That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Of course. And as you said, popular, people know his name. That completely makes sense.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah.
I think so. Maybe Newt Gingrich, Secretary of State.
Mm.
He's a global guy.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you?
Somebody really mean for human services. I don't know yet.
Yeah. Who would that be? What do you think the chances are now? I mean, I know we're looking at a crystal ball, but what do you think of Trump's chances?
I don't think Trump gets a big bump out of the convention as normal. He won't be hurt. I don't think he gets a huge bump, okay, because of a lot of problems, you know, including a little bit with the speech, but it'll blow over. But Hillary Clinton will get a bump, and I know there's polls, but here's the bottom line. Donald Trump has done, and you and I have talked about this, he's done so many things that normally would have put a candidate under, and this election's tight. I still predict there'll be bumps here and there. It's just going to be a tight election. And I'll tell you another thing. I've talked to Bernie supporters, friends of mine who are, you know, rabid Bernie supporters, and a good portion of them, I'm not going to say half, but at least about a third, I think, are just not going to support Hillary Clinton, just like Donald Trump has some problems. So you have two candidates who the normal base has got a problem, and I think that makes a close election. I'm just predicting it's close. Ohio is a darn near dead heat, which shouldn't be happening. The Democrats have been so successful in two Obama elections. I just think it's going to be close. I really do.
Yeah, I agree with you. Bob Ney, always a pleasure from Talk Media News, former congressman from Ohio. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So you heard it. He's in the press room talking about Ben Carson making the rounds. Very, very popular. I don't think that's a surprise, I guess, in a way. And then looking at what could possibly happen, that it's going to be a tight election that has felt that way to me all the way along, where I've said, you know, it really is just a coin flip. I think it is that close. I really, really do. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you.
So about the Republican convention in one corner of the world anyway. Trump is the nominee, while Hillary Clinton, getting ready for Philadelphia next week, is vetting VPs. Some new names have emerged, although I don't know that they're that new. One of them is a senator from Virginia. The other is the ag secretary. They are in the mix as potential VP picks. It has not been announced, of course, not yet, so we don't know at this point, just the speculating. And Kane may be the guy. There have been a lot of people that have mentioned him in the past. Unfortunately, outside of Ohio, we have a Kansas City police officer from Kansas City, Kansas, who has been shot and killed. And anytime a cop is killed, you know what we're thinking. And this guy was shot, sadly, on Tuesday, Captain Robert Melton. The question becomes, in this deadly period for law enforcement, what was that about? Police were responding to reports of a drive-by shooting, and happened in the afternoon. He went, he responded. There was a chase, a car believed to be involved in it. And when the captain arrived, he was shot and he was killed. He was 46 years old. So what they're saying out of Kansas City is there's a lot of pain and brokenness in our community and in our nation right now. We just want to ask everyone to be prayerful and thoughtful right now and not to jump to conclusions about what has happened today. We need to do a thorough investigation. We need to get to the facts before we make assumptions about what may or may not have happened. So they're not saying anything yet at this point. But if we look at the number of police officers who have died in the line of duty, it has shot up substantially to 31 so far this year. If you go to last year, it was at 16. And this is on the heels of Baton Rouge, where you had three officers who were fatally shot, three others who were injured. My, oh, my. And the second we hear it, we do pause for a moment, and I did today, and you wonder, is this another one of those shootings? Is this somebody else that's angry who's using a cop as a target? But that investigation still rolls on, and they're being very cautious and not saying it had anything to do with it at this point, but not ruling it out either. Not saying it absolutely is not what you think it might be, the worst of the worst. We'll move back into the convention as we move through this hour, by the way, of America Tonight. Trump officially became the Republican nominee for president. It just became official. And his son, Don Jr., was the one who pushed him over the top, officially winning that Republican nomination for president. And he talked about that as he was one of the Trump children who took to the stage. I mentioned that just a short while ago. You had Chris Christie, who talked about Clinton making the world a more violent and dangerous place. You had Paul Ryan, saying Democrats are offering a third Obama term. You had Ben Carson focusing on future administration and what that's like. So it's interesting. I think as we get deeper into this, and then the setup is the culmination, as it is for any convention, of the candidate themselves and what is supposed to be at least a fiery, a light up the troops, okay, we are ready to roll kind of deal. At the tail end of this hour, we have more odds and ends. You know, the Pokemon game has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger, and more people are playing it to extreme levels. Just how far would you go to chase Pikachu? On military bases, they've had to issue a Pokemon Go warning that shows you. Pretty frightening. I mean, and just like that, that took off. Oh, making Nintendo relevant again because of the conversation, although not necessarily positive because of the extreme levels that people will go to. By the way, speaking of extreme levels and the election coming up in November, Wisconsin people without an ID can vote in November, according to a judge who ruled that. Oh, thank goodness, right? So those who don't have an ID are able to be part of an exception to a state law that requires all voters to show photo IDs at the polls. U.S. District Judge Lynn Adelman in Milwaukee issued that preliminary injunction that would allow anybody who hasn't been able to obtain an ID to vote in the November 8th election if they sign an affidavit explaining why they couldn't get ID. The judge said she wanted to make that option available for the primary, saying state elected officials don't have enough time to prepare for it, which that makes sense. It's a long-running fight in Wisconsin over that voter photo ID law. All right, I mentioned it a couple of times now. Tiffany Trump and Donald Trump Jr., both with their take on the party and their father, the presidential candidate. Here that is.
When people told him it was impossible for a boy from Queens to go to Manhattan and take on developers in the big city, rather than give up, he changed the skyline of New York.
It's often said that with enough effort and determination, you can do whatever you put your mind to. But saying those words and living them are different things. And my father has lived them.
All right, there you go. Both talking about his tenacity and his willing to continue to go to the mat for whatever it is he's fighting for. So Trump closing the deal, becoming the Republican nominee for president, a day after his wife took heat for plagiarism. You'll hear from Andrew Langer in our next hour some thoughts on that. It just keeps coming back in my mind to who was the campaign speechwriter. A lot of speeches sound similar, but who was the person that put that speech together? And what were they looking at? I'm sure they were looking at it. It makes sense. They were looking at other first ladies. They were looking at other moments, and that's normal to do that. But then you got to be careful you don't take it too far over the top. Big news, breaking news, that TV film legend Gary Marshall has died at the age of 81. You think of his breadth of work, television and movies, just absolutely huge, needless to say. He was somebody who broke in by being a writer on The Tonight Show, and then he had his own TV hit with The Odd Couple, Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley. His sister, Penny Marshall, actually, was a part of Laverne and Shirley. He had Mork and Mindy, which couldn't have been bigger. And then he had hit movies, The Flamingo Kid, Overboard, Beaches. The list is very, very long. RIP Gary Marshall, thanks for the memories. Meet you in a few.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430. If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Muskrat, muskrat, candlelight, doing the town and doing it right in the evening. It's pretty pleasing. Muskrat Susie, muskrat Sam, to the jitterbug at Muskrat Land, and they shimmy.
It wasn't about muskrats. It was about Hillary Clinton and Chris Christie leading the charge, firing up the crowd, pressing the case against Clinton. There were people screaming, lock her up. You could hear that throughout the convention. Here's a little snippet of the governor of New Jersey.
She fights for the wrong people. She never fights for us. She doesn't get the real threats that America faces.
And that went on like that for a while, talking about Hillary Clinton and various moments in her life as a senator, as somebody who was the Secretary of State. The Benghazi situation was brought up, and you can just imagine. So it was a fiery crowd, and that's exactly what Chris Christie was there to do. And Chris Christie, who I don't know how many speeches he's given, is always very good, no matter what you think of him, on the podium. He just is. He knows how to speak. He knows how to whip up a crowd, and he absolutely did. He may have been one of the best speakers of the night. I was listening to everybody, actually, tonight, from end to end, just listening. And it's interesting because my husband said to me, wow, Tiffany Trump is actually a pretty decent speaker. And she talked about, hey, I just got out of college, and You can tell I'm a little nervous. I certainly wasn't expecting to be here, but she actually didn't come off as very nervous. She came off fine, and I think both of his kids were, you know, both of his kids were fine when they were up on the stage with a big crowd, because it can be loud and overwhelming on the stage and whatnot. But this so far has been the kind of convention I think that we thought we were going to see, frankly. That kind of convention, as it always is. It is like a rally. It is a giant pep rally. Pep rally 4 years ago. It was 4 years before that, etc. And some of the chaos and the mayhem that has been predicted really hasn't happened. I mean, yeah, there's been some protests, but nothing crazy out of hand. And maybe that's a tribute to also the amount of security and how they're handling the possibilities. So there hasn't been those terrifically awful moments that you see across your internet screen or television screen. And I think that's good. I think it's good that we're not seeing a bunch of nonsense outside of the convention, because that's unnecessary. And we're at such a moment in our history where this violence to police officers has really rippled across the United States. And it would just add more fuel to an already hot situation, I think, if we saw that happening outside of the convention. And that was so predicted that would happen in Cleveland. And like I said, thank goodness it hasn't. All right, Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Kate.
Did you watch tonight? What did you think?
I loved every bit of it that I got to see. I have a question for you. You're a very knowledgeable woman. Could Bill Clinton be on the ticket with Hillary as vice president?
Well, there's nothing in our laws that says you can't do that. He could, but that would be crazy. I don't think the Clintons would do that. Do you think there's like some kind of a possibility? First of all, Clinton sometimes in public looks like he is taking his last breath. He hasn't looked that great lately, frankly. But yeah, he could.
She is so desperate, and he still has a lot of pull with the electorate, and I think that's going to be the kicker card that comes out. I've been wrong about so many things, but that's just one of my ideas that I think that they've got kicking around. None of the people that they got out there is really a name grabber, the kind of person that could generate the kind of votes coming out of the woodwork and giving her the solid that she needs. Clinton could. Bill Clinton could. And they could do the, you get two for one, blah, 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 the whole routine. I could just see the ads now. She is not a gifted speaker. She is not a good candidate. And if she doesn't do something like that, I'm seriously telling you, you're going to see one of the worst whippings that anybody ever got. I don't care what the left-wing news media in this country says. Clinton is not sellable even to her own people. They hold their nose just thinking about having to vote. There's a little group that's running around saying, Hillary, Hillary, Hillary. But that's all for show. I mean, technically, she's a dead duck. If she hasn't been able to buy her position in the past and pull the scams that she has pulled to get the power, she really doesn't have anything going for her. And she's not likable. She's not even trustworthy. You can't say that this crook would be benefit to the United States of America or to our military or to the downtrodden or to anyone. It's all Hillary. It's all it has ever been. And her lies from where she was named after Sir Edmund Hillary, they find Mount Esther as the first person, to whatever is going to come back to bite her with a big one.
Mm. That's an interesting philosophy, Dan, as to what can they do.
Thank you for your help as well.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for the call. It's an interesting philosophy what Dan said. If you're, you know, this is it. I mean, we're in the late innings. And if you're pulling the strings and advising the Clinton campaign, what a wild, wild turn of events that would be. If honestly, well, here's the problem, though, too. Bill Clinton, as the former president of the United States, still has a very big ego. Him being the VP to his wife, I just wouldn't see that. I think she's going to go with one of the mundane, as was pointed out by Dan. There's nobody that's exciting. I mean, there's nobody that just leaps right out at you and you say, oh, that has to be the person. Of course. Of course, if I were running this thing, that's who I would pick. I don't think there is. He's right. There's nobody that's necessarily like that. But I don't believe that they would go to that extreme. It doesn't make any sense. And it wouldn't make any sense for him in his position to become a VP. It would just be a wild turn of events, though. You want to talk about opinions blowing up all over the place? That would push everything else aside, let me tell you. I mean, seriously, it would. That would just be insane if that happened. But, nah, I don't think so. So they're going to keep digging. How about this? Also from the convention, Congresswoman Blackburn said to the Never Trumpers, get over yourselves. Get over yourselves. She was pretty direct and to the point. It was interesting to watch the various... It was almost like we'd like a story, the various points that were made by those that absolutely took to the stage and from the microphones what they said. There was actually something inside the convention. A Utah delegate said she was threatened in the bathroom after an anti-Trump push. But there still was nothing that was, you know, these little skirmishes among demonstrators in Cleveland. No. I don't think so. Even Alaska. Alaska's challenge vote total, when Trump was wrapping up the Republican nomination, so there was a little bit of a dispute, but nothing that wasn't handled. So anybody who thought this was going to be a wild one, which I thought that we might see that, we might see some real fireworks in Ohio, it hasn't been that. I mean, the Republicans are rallying behind Trump. He's got the nomination now. He officially closes the deal. He becomes the Republican nominee for president. And as Donald Jr. says, my father accomplishes the impossible. Tiffany Trump says her father's desire for excellence is contagious. So for those that are hoping to get a bigger glimpse into the Trump world, his kids are starting to paint that picture. And others, as far as his policy or friendship, because Natalie Golbis, a pro golfer on the LPGA Tour, talked about meeting Donald Trump and what she had to say about how he told her that there's no reason her sex, being a woman, should stop her in the business world. More coming from Cleveland next.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
New York, the Empire State, and the home of Donald J. Trump passes.
Let me tell you something about risk. If Hillary Clinton were elected, she'd be the first president who couldn't pass a basic background check.
Donald Trump Jr. fired up about his father and New York pushing him into the nomination for president on the Republican side. He is the nominee. Believe it or not, outside of Ohio, there are some other world events happening. And it includes, sadly, and I mentioned this already, the death of a legend at the age of 81, Gary Marshall, who starred in films, directed films, was part of a film that I still love and go back to. The lines in this movie were incredible, still relevant if you use them in the right way. The Princess Bride. Remember The Princess Bride? How about The Princess Diaries? Anne Hathaway became a household name, really, from that. A Pretty Woman, he's very famous for. In the 90s, Julia Roberts, that just catapulted her to stardom. He said he knew she was going to be famous the second he directed her in Pretty Woman. And they went on to make a few movies together. There was Valentine's Day, there was New Year's Eve, and Mother's Day. He knew how to pump out movies. as I mentioned, Julia Roberts starred in 4 different films that Marshall was involved in. People who worked with him said he loved telling stories. He was a great storyteller. And he loved playing softball in the off time when he wasn't involved in movies. That he was big into softball. And he was already this year 6-1. So how about that? He survived by his wife of 53 years. He was married to a nurse, Barbara Sue Marshall. A lot of people didn't realize that. He had 2 sisters, 3 children. 1 daughter's a writer. 1's a theater producer. And then he had a son, a film and television director, and 6 grandchildren. It's funny because in the interviews that he would do, really what you saw from Gary Marshall was the storytelling, whatever the movie was and whoever the actors were and what they were doing. He was so distraught after Robin Williams died. A lot of people went to interview him because he created Mork and Mindy. And he talked about how brilliant Robin Williams was and how sad it was, how awful it was that he died and the way he died. In the meantime, while all of this is going on, some people who were listening to the news of the day narrowly missed, or unfortunately were right there, when a crane collapsed onto the Tappan Zee Bridge, shutting down travel in both directions. Always a disaster. I can remember my mother talking about that. Hey, we're going to the Tappan Zee. We're going to go over there. Because I'd always ask her, what bridge? Of course, it's a New York bridge. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo said there were 3 injuries related to the incident, but all were minor, which is nothing short of a miracle, as he said, and that's so true. Because that is a very crowded area all times of the day. All times of the day, and it would be very easy for more people to have been involved in this. So crews spent the hours of the afternoon cutting up this fallen crane to remove it from the travel lanes. It was weird. The bridge had a punch through hole caused by the fallen crane in the rightmost lane. Picture this. We're talking thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people take that road, take that bridge. And it is miraculous that there weren't more people that were wrapped up into what happened at the Tappan Zee Bridge. Also, from the world of gossip, because I had 3 of you send me emails about this late in the day. Did I know Lady Gaga broke up with her fiancé? Well, I know thanks to all of you. And did I know one of the royals' relatives was engaged? Pippa Middleton. Pippa! Engaged to some financier. Who knows? What do I know about the gossip world? Very little. Other than the few headlines I read, and because I'm a voracious reader, I'll see that. And I did see those, and they were breaking news little things that came across the television earlier in the day. Especially the Lady Gaga thing, but either one, take your pick. It just shows you how enormous celebrity-ish gossip news of who's dating who and all that nonsense. It has become even bigger, if that's possible. And I suppose it's possible, and we see it. The other, I think, big story is what's going on with Roger Ailes and him being extracted, in a sense, from Fox. He's in talks to leave Fox News now that other women have come forward to talk about what they dealt with Roger Ailes. And obviously the network didn't want to get involved in what this is. I mean, the profits are well over $1 billion, somewhere in that neighborhood. I mean, within 6 years, let's face it, Fox has dominated cable news ratings. But now these reports after Gretchen Carlson talked about what she dealt with ails, I think after how many years, over 20 years, there's going to be a changing of the guard. Ailes, they believe, will be gone within a couple of days because of what this would do, I think, to the network should all of this come out. There is no deal at this point. There's rumor that an exit deal is around $40 million in a pay package. But that has not been confirmed. And in fact, it's been denied that there's been no exit agreement. No exit agreement. Even Megyn Kelly is part of this. Megyn Kelly supposedly told investigators that Ailes sexually harassed her a decade ago and described it in detail to lawyers. Roger Ailes, of course, denies the accusations that he sexually harassed any Fox News employees. That wasn't the case at all, that he spent practically the last decade promoting and helping Megyn Kelly to get to the point where she is right now. But these developments are just at lightning speed. In the last couple of days, former Fox staffers have had stories to tell about Roger Ailes. They don't want to necessarily do it publicly, but they have talked about him and verified some of what's already been said. Murdoch's sons, who are gradually taking control of 21st Century Fox, don't have that relationship with Roger Ailes that Rupert Murdoch did. So he's not really safe, and maybe he realizes it. But how odd would it be? Roger Ailes has been the maestro at Fox forever. In the middle of this campaign, to have him go is wild. Thanks so much for listening to this very fast hour here on America Tonight.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded video.